This is an ABC podcast.
Like most of us with a uterus, Sheila Pham spent a large part of her 20s avoiding pregnancy. But when she was ready to start a family and was lucky enough to get pregnant, it opened her eyes to a world of complexity and a new way of seeing the female body, starting with her own. The complexity of pregnancy was so intriguing, it spawned more than her firstborn. It kicked off a PhD too. Sheila told us about her empirical pregnancy project at the Powerhouse in Sydney last year.
I'd always thought it would be great to have kids, but one thing that would worry me was what you had to endure beforehand. No, I don't mean sex, though that's not to say I didn't have some fears around that. Sex was a bit scary, but pregnancy was terrifying. Growing up, the threat of pregnancy was an ominous force that seemed to suck all possibilities out of life. Among other things, I was worried about the physical aspect. Pregnancy seemed to be all about vomiting and eating weirdly and gaining weight that was impossible to lose again. Then there were the hardcore birth stories. I know I'm not the only one whose own mother loved talking about the marathon 24-hour labour she endured and the forceps required to wrench me into the world in the winter of 1981. When you're raised Catholic as well, it's hard not to feel a bit guilty about how much you put your own mother through before you'd even arrived. So fast forward to a few years ago when my partner and I decided we were finally as ready as we would ever be to have kids. One thing that completely took me by surprise about pregnancy was that, actually, I kind of loved it. I was one of the lucky ones who didn't seem to suffer from the worst side effects, aside from the common inconveniences that is not much talked about, like constipation, which is related to hormonal changes. I'm an empiricist at heart, so being able to experience firsthand the way my body was changing to accommodate this new life form growing inside of me was fascinating. Pregnancy was the epitome of navel gazing. Every day I looked down at my belly and would see how it swelled and moved with the kicks. Allowing my body to simply respond to these changes was liberating in so many ways. In the early scans, I remember thinking how reptilian the fetus looked, proof in my own body about the theory of evolution. Also, I finally understood myself as a mammal. There were a few hiccups along the way, but mostly it was drama-free, until I was hit with a complication in the last trimester, gestational diabetes mellitus, something more and more women are being diagnosed with each year. Suddenly everything changed. I would spend hours in the diabetes clinic at the hospital, feeling stressed and frustrated, where I had once felt excited and empowered. But it was this experience which eventually led to the beginning of my doctoral research into women's experiences of gestational diabetes. I'm still in the middle of analysing all the data I've collected, but I've been thinking once again about pregnancy as a whole, as I'm going through it again a second time. I have to admit, I did think being pregnant again was a good idea now, because in part it meant I knew I wouldn't have to submit an ethics application for more observational research. Being pregnant once more has made me revisit an idea I've been meditating on for a while now, which is complexity. In everyday language, we often talk about things being complex, so we all have a sense of what that means. And not everything is complex, actually. Some things are just complicated, like a car engine. It's something we can generally predict the working of and call in a mechanic to fix, like when a part needs replacing. But the human body is not like a car engine, so it follows that pregnancy isn't either. Perhaps some people would prefer to think of pregnancy as merely complicated at best, that a woman's body is like a machine that's been built for purpose. Insert here, eject there. But trying to reduce the complexity of pregnancy flies in the face of reality. During pregnancy, every element of a woman's body changes, and each change has an impact on other parts of her body. And there can be lasting effects that go far beyond the term of a pregnancy. Consider this passage written by researcher Murray Enkin. The pregnant and labouring body adapts dynamically to a wide range of hormonal and physiological inputs with interconnected feedback loops between biochemical, cellular, and muscular signals and responses. This description is about how pregnancy involves different systems interacting with each other. But surely this is self-evident. Yet in many ways, we don't think of it like this, and we take pregnancy for granted because it's women's business that's been happening since time immemorial. There was a recent study, however, that suggested that pregnancy is right up there with running marathons in terms of pushing one's body to its physical limits, which many people would appreciate is a validating finding. On the other hand, trying not to think about pregnancy being overly complex may stem from good reasons too. We want to ensure many women survive the experience of pregnancy as much as possible and that healthy children are born, which is partly why the biomedical model has been so dominant in the later part of the 20th century. We try to manage every facet of possible risk during pregnancy and birth and strip out as much of the complexity as possible. So what this means is that women are often told what they can and cannot do during pregnancy, and their body becomes community property. It's also arguably this way of risk-averse thinking that contributes to ever greater numbers of cesarean sections in Australia as well. But that's a topic for another day. Let's go back to complexity. Over the past few decades, there's been more formalized thinking about complexity in different fields of inquiry. Complexity thinking is a change in mindset, moving away from the Newtonian approach of trying to understand individual parts to thinking beyond components to be more holistic by thinking about systems. So that's the idea behind the concept of complex adaptive systems. Various aspects of complex adaptive systems have been used to describe cancer, for example. So what if we specifically applied it to a state like pregnancy? It's only a conceptual model, but thinking about the healthcare system, what would change if we truly embrace the idea that pregnancy is a kind of complex adaptive system in itself? It would certainly help to explain why there are elements of unpredictability and why no pregnancy is exactly like any other. If we start from the premise that pregnancy is a complex adaptive system, it helps us think about the ways in which we can better manage it. Think about the periods in your life that involved constant change, and yes, even complexity, and how during those times, ongoing and consistent sources of support was often crucial. On one hand, this might seem counterintuitive, as there may well be value in having input from different people. But then contrast that idea with being seen as a whole person with a history. Just imagine what it's like to be guided and cared for by one person who understood you as a complex adaptive system. Maybe you're lucky enough to already know just how excellent this is. Continuity of care is crucial to improve healthcare around pregnancy. One way this can be realised is through relationship-based care, such as what we see with the care that's midwife-led, which research has shown again and again to markedly improve outcomes for both women and children. Yet despite the evidence, we are just not doing enough to support this in Australia. Lately, we've seen more discussion about how continuity of care improves outcomes for chronic illnesses, and this is absolutely the case with pregnancy as well. It's not sexy to talk about pregnancy, yet at least 300,000 women go through it each year in Australia, and many people listening right now have too. And even if you haven't been through it directly yourself, the reason you're here right now listening is that a woman went through it on your behalf. Thank you.
That was radiomaker and researcher Sheila Pham on the adaptive complexity of pregnancy. And since we recorded this talk, Sheila's given birth to child number two, a healthy and beautiful baby boy. And the PhD? Yeah, it's still gestating. Sheila was speaking during Science Week last year, and if you haven't already noticed, it's Science Week again. This year, we're keen to help you tackle another complex adaptive system, the climate. So if you want to join thousands of other Australians who are working together to make a difference, show the planet some love by cutting your carbon. Just look for the carbon counter at abc.net.au/Science Week. I'm Bernie Hobbs. Catch you next week.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.